Today, we are privileged to hear the prayer of a courageous and godly woman who, as the text from Esther says, was seized with fear and fled to the Lord. Seized with fear resulted in her fleeing to the Lord. For here we have the petition of this queen as she is making herself ready to go to King Ahasuerus. For you see, the king's right-hand man, Naaman, who would be like the prime minister, was about to enact a law that had the king's signature that would result in the systematic killing of the Jewish people in all 122 provinces of the king's kingdom. Esther, a Jew, is about to approach the king, but before she goes to him, she prays. And her prayer is very instructive. If you were with us last weekend, you'll know that Father Jerome spoke about Bill 10, and I talked about laws that will enact perhaps euthanasia and doctor-assisted suicide. And so this prayer is very timely for us at this time. So what can Esther teach us about how we pray in a culture and at a time where laws are being enacted by governments that are contrary to our belief and our faith? Well, she begins by affirming the sovereignty of God. Oh my Lord, you only are our King. Help me, who am alone and have no helper but you. Do you hear Esther's vulnerability in that prayer? I'm alone. But King Ahasuerus isn't the true king. You, Lord, are the king, and I turn to you. Next, Esther recounts something of the story of her people as she remembers. Ever since I was born, I have heard in the tribe of my family that you, O Lord, took Israel out of the nations and our ancestors from among all their forebears for an everlasting inheritance, and that you did for them as you promised. Do you hear what she's doing? Esther is setting her present problem in a larger context of God's saving work and affirms God's promise to be faithful to his people. Having done that, Esther now brings to the Lord the present crisis. Remember, O Lord, make yourself known in this time of affliction. And then she prays that God may I be an instrument for positive change when she says, give me courage, O King, O God of my master and of all dominion. Put eloquent speech in my mouth before the lion and turn his heart to hate the man. Who's the man? It's Naaman, who is fighting against us so that there may be an end of him and those who agree with him. And then Esther ends where she began, acknowledging her vulnerability and God's majesty. But save us by your hand and help me, who am alone and have no helper but you, O God. Esther was a woman who put into practice the Lord Jesus' words, ask and it will be given you, search and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. She did this by first of all remembering God's sovereignty, by secondly recalling her people's history, by thirdly bringing to the Lord the present predicament, and fourthly by praying that she would have courage to act. In the climate of Bill 10, in the climate of euthanasia and doctor-assisted suicide, Esther reminds us of the centrality of prayer as the foundation for all political action. And our collect for today summarized all of this when we prayed. Bestow on us, we pray, O Lord, a spirit of always pondering what is right and of hastening to carry it out. And since without you we cannot exist, may we be enabled to live according to your will. Such was Esther's prayer. May it be ours as well.